Dixon of the International Secret Police. Chief Tipo, a Tibetan official, cannot positively say that Paul Meunier is the same man he talked with at Nag Chuka. Speed, Clint, and Barney are unable to arrest the scientist, even though they know he is the octopus in disguise. Lacking Chief Tipo's valuable testimony, Clint tells Meunier that they will not bother him again. But once outside his mysterious castle, he decides that they will go to Lhasa, the holy city of Tibet, and there watch the movements of the scientist. The octopus, suspecting that he has not fooled Clint, sends one of his gang to follow them to their destination. We find the boys and Chief Tipo in a hotel room.
Well, I'd call this night's work a complete fizzle, Clint. There we was, face to face with the octopus, and we couldn't do a thing about it.
Yeah, I bet he was laughing at us all the time.
I don't feel too badly about it, Speed. I didn't think we'd be able to walk right into the lair of the octopus and capture him without any trouble.
Trouble or no trouble, we didn't capture him, and that's what's burning me. What did we come to Tibet for, anyhow? The ride?
Haven't you learned from past experience that it's better to let the other fellow walk into a trap, Barney, than to jump at him and maybe scare him away?
Scare the octopus? Don't make me laugh. Anyhow, didn't we have a trap all set for that guy? And didn't Chief Tipo give him a nice loophole to get out of by not saying what he should have said?
But, Mr. Dunlap, I couldn't say what you expected me to say. When I saw Meunier at Nag Chuka, he had on a flying helmet and goggles.
Yeah, I know, and tonight he didn't have them on. So you couldn't say he wasn't Meunier, and we couldn't say he was the octopus.
I still think we should have grabbed off his glasses and his wig. That must be a gray wig he's wearing. From all I've heard about him, he can't be awful old.
That don't make no difference. If we worried him half as much as he's worried us, he ought to be white-headed. Well, what's so funny?
Well, you, mostly.
This is no time for fun. Don't you realize we've just failed to do what we came to Tibet to do? Capture the octopus?
Yes, I realize it, Barney. That and something more. Ever since we left Alameda, California, on the China Clipper, we've been going at a terrific speed. So fast that it's blinded us to the progress we've made.
What do you mean, Clint?
Well, Barney thinks we've failed, Speed, but we haven't. Far from it. We drove the octopus from one of his largest headquarters, Hong Kong. Yes, he's strong here in Tibet, but not as strong as he was in China.
But you have other things against you here in Tibet, Mr. Barlow. This is the forbidden land. Our customs, even our weather, is not kind to outsiders.
Yes, I realize that, Chief Tipo. And I also realize that the octopus has, in some way, won the favor of the Tibetan government. It's protection, we might say.
For a good reason. He is a great scientist. He has an excellent background. Years of scientific research and experiment.
He has papers to prove that?
Oh, yes, and more than papers. His fame has spread throughout Europe and Asia.
Now, how did he do that? You can't manufacture a reputation out of thin air.
No, but he might have forged the papers Chief Tipo spoke about.
Yes, that's the logical answer. But he couldn't get away with an impersonation for very long. The real Paul Meunier would have something to say about that, or his many friends in Asia and Europe.
Unless...
Unless what, Speed?
Unless the octopus killed the real Meunier.
Say, I think the kid's got something there.
No, no, he would not dare. Meunier is too well known.
The octopus dares anything, Chief Tipo. Strikes at the most famous people. Does his crimes in broad daylight, though he himself has never been seen. Except by us tonight.
You still believe Meunier to be the octopus?
I do.
It is almost too fantastic to believe. If the octopus has really come to Tibet, then I must do everything in my power. And yet I have not seen anything to prove his presence here. I don't know what to do.
Well, I understand your position, Tipo, but you must also understand ours. Now, we're on the verge of capturing the most dangerous man in the world, but we must have help. Now, can we count on you for men and supplies and, in fact, almost anything that we may ask of you?
I'll help you any way I can personally, Barlow, but officially I can do nothing. That is, nothing until you have proved Mounier a criminal.
And with the present setup, that's going to be hard to do.
But we'll do it, Barney. We've come too far to turn back now.
That's the spirit, Speed.
Spirit? It'll take more than words to pep me up. I'm disgusted and I'm sleepy. I think I'll go to bed and forget my troubles.
Oh, I think we can all stand a little rest. What about you, Chief Depot? You're staying in Lhasa tonight, aren't you?
Yes, Mr. Barlow, and as much longer as I possibly can.
Yeah, don't you remember, Clint? Chief Depot took a room when we did.
Lucky for us. The way that guy at the desk looked at us, I don't think he would have let us in if it hadn't been for Depot here. Disguised like Tibetan shepherds as we was, I guess he thought we had a herd of yaks hiding around somewhere.
Yaws.
Yeah, I know. Yaks or yaws, the octopus is Paul Mounier, and I'm going crazy. Good night.
I hope it'll be a good night, Barney. If the octopus lives up to his reputation, he won't let us alone in Tibet any more than he would in Hong Kong.
Listen to the kid, Clint. He'll give me nightmares. I'll be dreaming of the octopus.
Dreams won't hurt you. What's the matter anyhow, Barney? You're as jumpy as a grasshopper. You better get to bed right away. You certainly need the rest.
Okay. Want me to take the little room next to this one?
Yeah, Speed and I'll bunk in this one, Barney. None of them are any too big.
Gentlemen, I will say good night now. I will see you all at breakfast.
You bet, Chief Tipo. Good night.
Good night, Chief.
All right. So much for Tipo, and I thought he was all for us.
Well, he is, Barney. But remember, Tibet is different from any other country. And as long as we're here, we'll have to play the game according to its rules.
Until we can really get our hands on the octopus. And then if we have to get him without any outside help, we'll do it, huh, Clint?
Yes, Speed. Sometimes we have to be lone wolves in the secret police. And it doesn't matter just so we get our man.
Yeah, if he don't get us first. Oh, well, good night, all.
Master?
Yes, Kuan Wu?
I have just heard from our spy in Lhasa. He has followed the secret police and Chief Tipo to a hotel there. Barlow and the boy are sleeping in one room, Dunlap in a smaller one next to it, and Tipo is next to that one.
Ah, so they did go to Lhasa after all.
And from what our man overheard, they plan to stay there until they trap you, Master.
What about Tipo?
He will help them unofficially.
Well, there's no need to worry about him. We can easily put him out of the way. But as to the others...
Yes, Master, what is your plan?
As I said before, we must tread carefully here in Tibet. We cannot make the bold moves we did in Hong Kong. The Tibetan authorities trust me completely. But they have also been told by Barlow that the octopus has come here. One false move from me, and the guilt would be laid at my door.
But still, we must destroy the secret police before they destroy us.
Yes, Kuan Wu, and one of their own number shall be the means of their destruction.
What do you mean?
You say that Dunlap is not with Barlow and Speed Gibson? That he's sleeping in an adjoining room?
Yes, Master.
Wu, I know most of the secrets of the secret police, but there is one important thing I do not know, the key to their code. With knowledge of this key, I could read every message they send to Riley in America, balk their every attempt at communication with the outside world. Dunlap can give me the key to the code. He knows it.
But he will never tell you.
Not willingly. But my inventions, Kuan Wu, have you forgotten them? They are not false. They will work for me.
You mean your torture room?
That and other inventions of mine that you have not yet seen. Mine and Paul Mounier's.
But you dare not bring Dunlap here and admit your identity? What if he should escape, then everyone would know you are truly the octopus masquerading as a scientist?
I shall admit nothing to Dunlap.
You would do that by asking him for the key to his code.
He would give it to me, yet he would have no remembrance of the telling.
Master, you talk in riddles.
Since you cannot understand, I shall waste no more time in words, Kuan Wu. When Dunlap is here, then you shall see for yourself how I shall question him.
Barney Dunlap, here?
Yes. Send word to our men to bring him here immediately.
What's the matter, Speed?
Are you awake too, Clint?
Yes, your tossing awakened me. What's wrong?
I don't know. I woke up a few minutes ago and can't get back to sleep. I feel like something's wrong.
Oh, nonsense. You're just overly tired. Forget everything that's happened. Try to get some sleep. That's more important than anything else right now. Got a big day ahead of us tomorrow.
I know, and I was plenty tired when I went to bed. But now I'm wide awake.
Try counting sheep.
Clint, do you think I ought to get up and see if Barney's all right?
Barney? Of course he's all right.
But he's sleeping in there all alone.
Now, listen, Speed. Barney slept alone in many more dangerous spots than this one. Say, if this secret police work is going to affect you like this, I'm going to ship you back to the States.
No, it isn't the work, Clint. My nerves aren't jumpy. But I've just got an uneasy feeling.
Well, you forget it and try to get a sleepy feeling instead. Don't you worry about Barney, fella. If I know him, the building could cave in and he wouldn't even know it. The way he snores, you should be glad he's in another room. Well, come on. Let's go to sleep.
Octopus, he can't touch me. the secret police. All right, all right, go. All right. Who's that? I know somebody's here, and whoever you are, I got you covered. I must have had a nightmare. I knew Speed had given to me with all his talk about the octopus. Well, now that I'm awake, I might as well get a glass of water. Hey. Hey, who are you in the shadow? So there is somebody here.